Good evening. And I got that right only because somebody just said good morning back there, or I wouldn't have gotten it right. I'm Loretta Job. I'm the deacon appointed here at Brighton First. I want to welcome you this evening to this longest night service. The reality is that we live in a fractured world, and many of us feel that fracture deep in our souls and in our hearts, especially at this time of the year. So you are invited this evening to be open to God and to this community as you think of those losses, as you remember those places, those people that you might be missing this time of year, for relationships and for family, for whatever it is that might be keeping you from being totally joyous. In all honesty, I'm sure on the journey to Bethlehem, Mary and Joseph were not woohooing and celebrating as they traveled those dark nights into the Judean countryside to make it to Bethlehem. And so as they started there, that first Christmas journey, not quite sure how it was going to be, I invite you to be in that place as well and be okay with that. I'm going to invite Sherry up.
Hi, my name is Sherry Parker. I'm the senior pastor here at Brighton First, and I'd like to lead you in opening prayer. So if you would turn to your order of worship and pray with me. Holy God of Advent, you became weak so that we might find strength in moments of heartbreak. You left the safety of heaven to wander the wilderness of the world, holding our hands when we feel hopeless. You set aside your glory to hold our pain so that we might be healed. You became one of us so that we would never be alone. Come now, child of Bethlehem, to strengthen us in these days. May we feel your presence in a clear and powerful way, not just as one born in a stable long ago and far away, but as the one born in our hearts. You go before us into our brokenness, into hospital rooms, into empty houses, into cemeteries, into a future that only you know and control. All are here, to serve us, to hold us, to comfort us, to heal us, to live in us, now and forever. Amen.
O God of my heart, it is your name I call when the stars do not come out. O God of my soul, it is to you I turn when the torrents of terror drown me.
O God of mercy, it is for your hand I reach when I stumble on the stones of sorrow. O God of justice, it is to you I cry when the landslide of grief buries me.
O God of my heart, peel back the night and let the starlight pour out upon my upturned face. Let my eyes drink a sky of stars. Let my heart bathe until my soul sings again with the conviction of the faithful.
In your mercy and justice, O God of my heart, call me by name, and the stars will shine once more as they did on that morning when they first began singing.
Our scripture comes from the book of Isaiah. Why do you say, O Jacob, and complain, O Israel? My way is hidden from the Lord. My cause is disregarded by my God. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those whose hope is in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint.
I wanted to give Sue a little bit of an introduction. Sue Fuchs has been a member of this church for
40 years.
She is a daughter, a mother, a grandmother,
yeah,
a beloved child of God, And she is going to share a time of darkness.
Thank you. Well, she took away part of my introduction, so I'm just going to get started here. My life's been charmed. I come from a great family. My parents made it easy to grow up. I got married young. Bob and I made a great team. He worked hard to provide for us. I always worked part-time, but my best time came raising my kids, being a mom and a wife. My support came from my immediate family, a large extended family, church, and work, something I took for granted until 3 years ago. You see, my daughter's a teacher. She's teaching in Baltimore, Maryland. And on September 11th, 2012, I got a call early in the morning. A student had brought a gun into her classroom, intending to do harm. Her world fell apart, and ours came to a grinding halt. We bought a one-way ticket to Baltimore, didn't know when we'd come home, didn't know if she'd come with us or not. She decided to stay and finish out the school year. The day we said goodbye at the airport was one of the hardest days of my life. I learned about the love and kindness for others and for Katie during this time. The following June, we welcomed her back into our home to start to heal, and you welcomed her back into our church, helped her to transition back to Michigan, helped her to heal. I'm really proud to say that she's still a teacher. She's teaching in Berkeley and living in Ferndale. Out of the darkness, light. I'm a nurse, the medical professional in our family, 27 years of ICU experience. You get the picture, I'm the go-to. January 2014, my son had a routine procedure for a heart condition, an ablation for atrial fib, something that's done all the time, a 23-hour stay. We knew the risks, we knew all of them. What we didn't plan on was that Brian would be the 0.01% risk that would happen to him. You see, he suffered a burn to his esophagus and a hole in his esophagus, the food pipe. Our world didn't turn dark just then. It was black. Emergency surgery, sepsis, organ failure. Bob, Katie, and I took turns spending the night. Family, and I include close friends in this, spent hours sitting vigil. There was a time we didn't know if he'd live. I kept a journal during his days in the ICU. And the first page on it, I wrote a Bible verse, and I read it every day. Psalm 34:18, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and save those who are crushed in spirit. I don't know where that verse came from. We were taking Disciple 1 at the time. I can't know if it came from then, from that, or from the upper room. What I do know is that we missed more than a month of Disciple and the whole book of Mark. The other thing I know is that people in our class offered us all kinds of support and caring. Those people in our church I had never met before I took that class. How did I cope with all this? I prayed a lot. I bargained with God, and then I didn't keep my end of the bargain. I had lots of guilt. You see, I'd said yes when asked if he should have this procedure. I remember crying to at least four of my colleagues during the hours he was in surgery that if he died, it was going to be my fault, and how would I ever live with that? I leaned hard on my work family. They were my go-to for everything. They listened to every fear, every frustration, held me when I cried. Some days it was more than once. I felt I needed to hold it together for my family. Like if I was falling apart, then they would know how bad it really was, like they didn't already. My work family was my light in all that darkness. God's great, and after 23 days, we brought Brian home for the first time. A testament to the wonders of modern medicine and a team that wouldn't quit. All of us exhausted, Brian needing 24-hour care. Again, family stepped up. Working off a whiteboard that was posted in our kitchen, we hung IVs, we gave medications, we hung Brian's tube feedings. 24-hour-a-day operation. Bob and Katie were rocks during that time and through the whole thing, doing things I never, ever imagined that they'd be able to do. Mom and Dad, Linda and Julie, my sisters, helped in any way that was needed. You see, the three of us still worked, Katie and I part-time, and Bob more than full-time, light in the darkness. Brian had 3 additional major surgeries by August of that year, and every single surgery had complications. By this time, we were all frustrated and frankly depressed. No one more than Brian. 60 overnights in the hospital in 8 months is no picnic. As always, family and friends were always there offering support and anything else we needed. I don't know why Brian was saved, but I thank God every day. He's a better person, a better father, a better son, a work in progress. We received a card from the church that summer. It's still posted on a cabinet in my kitchen. There's a verse on it, Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to give you hope and a future. I see that in my son. Before his ablation, Brian's marriage had fallen apart. He'd had an affair and was having another child, something I couldn't cope with at all, and so I didn't. Believe me, it was there and oh so ugly, but I refused to accept and deal with. What we did deal with was the fallout, and it was hard. A perfect storm of being so angry and disappointed with someone you love, who was so dependent on you for the care he needed and the care his children needed, both physical and emotional. Somehow the three of us sucked it up and dealt. Not well, but we dealt. Brian has 2 children from his previous marriage, Luke and Allie, and overall they coped with everything amazingly well. They spent lots of time with Daddy, helped with his 2 feedings, crushed his meds and gave them. Loved it when Grandma had to change dressings and bags. Visited almost every day he was in the hospital that summer. For all they were given, they really handled Brian's illness, separation, and divorce well. Light in the dark. Ashley, Brian's girlfriend, was a big part of his life during this time. I haven't dealt well with this, and anger and not forgiving is not what God wants of us. Jesus says to forgive 70 times 7. I'm still working on that. You see, as in most divorces, relationships change. I never thought I'd lose my daughter-in-law, Lindsay, but I did, and it hurt bad. I call that collateral damage. Other relationships suffered because of this. Things I still work at and spend lots of time praying about how to fix. More dark in my life. I didn't ever imagine I'd be living in a multi-generational home. Loud and chaotic with little alone time. Sometimes in the midst of being overwhelmed and wanting my old life back, I have to step back and look at my blessings. I have 2 children who are alive, number one, and who are healing inside and out. I have 3 beautiful grandchildren who I love unconditionally. They bring lots of light into my life. My family's intact in a new way. I'm working on a relationship with Ashley and working to heal the hurting of fractured relationships. My world is lighter now. We had a sermon series this fall about growing up social. The reoccurring scripture was the scripture of the prodigal son. After the 2nd or 3rd week, Bob and I looked at each other and said, "That's us. We're a modern-day version of this parable." It puts it in a different perspective. I've learned everyone suffers and has hardships and darkness in their lives. Mine is no worse than yours, just different. You're all here because of sadness, struggles, despair in your world. I pray now more than ever. I don't know about your prayer, but I find I ask for healing, strength, perseverance, and endurance for many people. My prayer list seems to get longer all the time. Tonight I pray for all who struggle in the holidays, a time we're all supposed to be happy and cheerful and may need to fake it till we make it. Look around. Everyone here has a story, a reason we're here tonight. You're not alone, and just by coming here, I hope that you can see some light. I pray you can take some light with you tonight. It might just be an ember, but that ember can grow into a bright light to guide you through this time. I read an article written about a U of M football player, Jabril Peppers, before the Ohio State game. He talks about football, but also his growing up years that were very difficult. And he says this, "I know I'm not the only person who's experienced and been through tough times, but I carry all those hardships with me. They remind me of how far I've come and how far I have to go. I take that to heart." In closing, please pray with me. Lord, help me see the light tonight and during this Christmas season. Help me to see others who struggle and also to accept kindness and love from others. Amen.
I invite you to join me for prayer that's printed in your order of worship. And after the response, I'm going to leave some time for us to be in prayer. So I haven't forgotten, just rest in prayer for a while. In this season of light, We lift up in prayer so many who wait in darkness, people oppressed by poverty and discrimination, by political upheaval, or dangerous rulers. Light of the world, hear our prayer. We pray for those wrongly imprisoned and those imprisoned justly. Light of the world, hear our prayer. We pray that you might right what is wrong among us and in us, and restore us to you, to others, to ourselves. Light of the world, hear our prayer. Lord, make the brokenhearted whole again. Comfort those who mourn, repair our ruined cities, restore fractured lives, and drive doubt away. Light of the world, hear our prayer. In all the jostling and jingling of these days, do not let us lose sight of you or those whom you especially came to serve, people who are in need of healing, people who are overlooked or underserved, the ones who are lost, and the ones we have made to feel little and least. Light of the world, live among us always, full of grace and truth. Amen.
We're going to offer a time for you to come and light a candle or as many as you need to light, joining all of those, our individual lights together as a community, that we might be enlightened and the world might be brightened through us and through this time together. Jesus Christ is the light of the world, the light no darkness can overcome. Stay with us, Lord, for it is evening. Let your light scatter the darkness and illumine your people. Please know that you are invited to stay in the sanctuary for prayer as long as you might need, if you would receive this benediction this evening. Do not be afraid, for God is with you and will strengthen you on your journey. Magnify the Lord and rejoice, for nothing is impossible with God. And may the blessings of God, who creates, redeems, and restores us all, be with you now and always. Amen.